More rumors and speculation about who could be the 49ers' next starting backup quarterback in the 2022 season, and your listener questions. We're talking barbecue sauce. We are talking trades. We are talking 2022 San Francisco 49ers offseason coming up right now.
You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers. Brian Peacock and Eric Crocker with you at BD Peacock at Eric underscore Crocker. It is another Wednesday episode. If you're watching Tuesday night, you might see this up Pacific time in the evening, maybe after dinner on YouTube. We like to post it up on YouTube sooner, so it might be a little Tuesday evening, but this is a Winky Wednesday podcast. And you know how we do on Wednesdays. Let's bring out today's guest.
Nicholas Winkler, come on down.
Action News 8 Sports with Nick Winkler.
Wink, how you doing?
What's up? I like that one. That's a classic. That's a 12-year-old call right there. I like
that
it.
That is from, what are the call letters of that station?
KSBW.
KSBW in Monterey with...
Salinas, Santa Cruz. Monterey, yeah, Salinas, right. Santa Cruz.
Yeah, Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz. Sports weekend anchor, Nicholas
Action
Winkler.
News 8 Sports with Nick Winkler.
Wow. Can't believe it.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff there. Nicholas Winkler joining us at Bay Area Wink on Twitter. If you want to at him as well when you get these Winky Wednesday questions in for us. And we've got some good ones. I think it's going to be a fun episode here, guys. Croc, the story is going to rear its ugly head again. And Wink, I've been sort of annoyed by the Tom Brady storyline, but I know it's not going to go away. And there's the theory recently, and I want to dive into this, and I want to get your thoughts on it. There's a theory out there, and I think Croc is sort of driving this a little bit, or I think Mayoko is the one that started it, and Croc...
Mayoko started it, and I just got it
on from Mayoko, and he's like, he didn't announce retirement. He didn't say the word retirement in his retirement message, his retirement speech on social media, his statement. So, Wink, I'm going to start by reading this statement, and I want your thoughts on this. Does this sound like a quarterback who's not really retired and he just wants to come across the country and play for his hometown San Francisco 49ers? This is from Tom Brady. His statement on social media said, quote, "I have always believed the sport of football is an all-in proposition. If a 100% competitive commitment isn't there, you will not succeed. And success is what I love so much about our game. There is a physical, mental, and emotional challenge every single day that has allowed me to maximize my highest potential and have tried my very best these past 22 years. There are no shortcuts to success on the field or in life. This is difficult for me to write, but here it goes. I am not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. I have loved my NFL career, and now it's time to focus my time and energy on other things that require my attention." And he goes on and on about reflecting and talking about his teammates and thanking folks and stuff like that. But that's the main part. That is a retirement statement to me.
Was it?
But he did not say the word retirement, Wink. Does that sound like someone who's hanging him up? Because like 2 days later, he went on his podcast. He's like, who knows? I'll leave the door open because I don't know how I'm going to feel in 6 months. And it's like, oh, great. Here we go. So is Tom Brady retired or not?
So it sounds like he's driving this conversation, not Crocker or Mayoko.
Right. Yeah, no, this is all Brady. He wants us to keep talking about him even when he's gone. He's like that guy that like won't commit to the relationship. He's like, yeah, no, it's great. I really like you. Like, you're fantastic. I love everything about you. Like, won't say I love you, you know, like won't say the words. Probably does. Probably is retired, but doesn't want to be out of the limelight yet. Just is, still wants to be in every conversation. I mean, let's be honest. Those Photoshop pictures of him in red and gold, they look good. Like, that's something I would like to see.
Because everybody looks good photoshopped in red and gold. Remember last pre-draft season, there was the mock-ups of Justin Fields. And it was like, number one, Niners jersey, that looks really good. You would see Trey Lance, that looks really good, too. You see Tom Brady in number 12.
Deshaun Watson.
Number four, saw a lot of those around January. Stopped seeing those in March. Everyone always looks good in Niners red and gold, so I don't think you can use that one.
Yeah, I don't think he's retired. I honestly don't. I think that it was kind of like, he needs to say something. You know, I think he's probably done in Tampa Bay. I don't think he wants to go back there and deal with that anymore. But this is his way of being like, look, I don't have those competitive juices right now. And then next week he'd be like, all right, competitive juices are back. I'm going all in. Let's go.
So like, here's the question. Does he just not have the competitive juices in Tampa?
Yeah.
But he would have the competitive juices if he could put on that red
don't you
gold.
Think?
And is that the
I mean,
only
think about it. Like,
I mean,
you grew up a fan of a certain team. You've gone out, you've done everything else in the sport. You're considered by most the GOAT of that sport. Now you have a chance to like go and finish your career for the team that you grew up in, like basically down the street from where you grew up. That sounds pretty storybook ending to me.
It sounds like leaving the door open, but one thing I think throughout that whole little spiel, and someone brought this up. Did he ever mention the New England Patriots?
No, that was one of the things he said to all my teammates, and he kind of was retiring from Tampa, and he mentioned all the Tampa folks, but he didn't say anything about the Patriots much. I think later he went on and said something maybe on the podcast and addressed that.
A follow-up.
But if you're going to – first of all, you spent your first 20 years with this organization. If you are going to retire, shouldn't there be something about that in your retirement speech?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in your announcement. Yeah,
something about your time with New England and the 20 years that you spent there. Something. Thank you, Bill Belichick, for believing in me. Like, there was nothing about the Patriots, but you're retiring.
Right.
So he retired from Tampa, but maybe the door he's leaving open was to return to New England to play for the Patriots.
No. Maybe it was the return to the 49ers.
You know you know what I have not seen yet is an Eric Crocker Photoshop of him in the red and gold in a 49ers.
Oh, somebody put that together. Yeah, please, somebody. I want to see it.
I know there's some Photoshop experts in our listenership here, so let's see what that looks like. What number would you wear? Would you rock the 41 that you had in camp with the Jets? Would you go the number 6 jersey that we see behind you from the San Jose SaberCats? Would it be a different number, Croc?
Number 2.
Number 2. Oh, you're just going to go take Jason Verrett's number. Was Verrett 2? Verrett was 2, right?
Got it on my little necklace. All that's right.
What about you, Peacock? You got a number?
Oh, don't even waste your time, Photoshoppers, because the Niners can't afford me.
Dang. I like that.
I wouldn't wear it. You know what you should Photoshop on me as the Shadow 49ers GM? Photoshop a suit on me, because I've only worn a suit, I think, one time in my life, and that was at my own wedding.
I don't think I've ever worn a suit.
Did you do the get married on the beach in flip-flops thing?
No, I got married in the courthouse thing.
In Stockton, California?
Me too.
In Stockton, California.
Both of you in
Listen,
Stockton.
Just in a courtroom.
I was not going to go out and spend $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 for other people to party.
Yep.
And no, we're going to go get married. I'm just as married as anyone else. And we spent maybe $100 and got to save all that extra money.
I'm just as married as anybody else. I love that line.
No husband in the world has ever wanted to spend $10,000 for other people to party. It's all the men's wives for the
most. You got a nice wife.
So that's the key. Your wife allowed you to go to the courthouse like every other dude that I've ever known had wanted
eventually,
to do. Not every dude, but most.
Eventually, we'll do a ring vow renewal type thing. Maybe 10 years. 10 years, that means it's real, right? Because some people, they get married right away. I mean, they're divorced, right? 2 years later, divorce, and they spent all that money, can't get any of it back. 10 years, I know the marriage is real by then. So 10 years, I will renew it, and I will invite everyone listening to the podcast.
Yes, invite the entire podcast. Have the ceremony at Levi's Stadium.
Boom! So
you can fit everybody in that wants to be there for.
No. It would
have it at the restaurant. Come on.
No, I have my own land here in Arkansas, so y'all want to be a part of that. Y'all gonna have to come here. I'm still cheap. I'll do something nice and dress it all up and everything. But
we'll have a vow renewal / combine at Crocs.
As long as there's a field goal kicking contest, I'm in.
I love that. There's gonna be
a goalpost out front.
Okay. I know.
I got the goalpost outside.
Okay, good. It has to be.
You got to wear Crocs, just, though.
That's going to settle some scores. That's going to settle some ties and some arguments, Croc. You got to have a basketball hoop, and you got to have – and you got to have the, and you have to attempt the field goals in Crocs. That's definitely
always ready to kick. I love it. Right.
When we come back, I think a more realistic option for the 49ers at quarterback. Rumors out there about Marcus Mariota and some listener mailbag questions coming up. Football might be over this season, but there's still ways to bet on football in 2022, like Super Bowl futures, NFL draft props, basketball in full steam with pro and college hoops, and the NCAA tournament coming up. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, betonline.net is the number one spot for all your sports betting needs. BetOnline remains the best spot for all your sports scores, even podcasts and news this season. It's not just basketball. It's not just football. BetOnline.net has your hockey lines and props and totals, boxing, UFC, Olympic coverage, anything you could be betting on. Oh yeah, and some casino games as well. Poker, blackjack, they've got you covered at BetOnline. Head over to the website today or use the mobile device and learn more about the trends and action at BetOnline, where the game starts. Thanks for making Locked On 49ers your first listen, everybody. Every single day, we appreciate you. Make sure you're following along to all the podcasts of your favorite teams right here on the network. Locked On NFL, Locked On NFL Draft, Peacock and Williamson NFL Show as well. Monday through Friday, every day, all the biggest stories and news in 30 minutes. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Last note, real quick, Wink, on Tom Brady. And Croc, you can weigh in on this sort of a yes or no situation. Look, if Tom Brady is really kind of messing around here, or at least if the 49ers are the only team, he's retired from everybody, all 31 teams except for the 49ers, and he makes that known, on one hand, it's like you kind of got to go after it, right? Yeah. Do you just bring Tom Brady in no matter what because he's Tom Brady? Or do you say, you know what, we're going to go with the kid and let's at least see what he looks like in training camp before we make that call and put up the Tom Brady signal in the sky and see if Tom Brady wants to come play for the 49ers?
How do you say no to Tom Brady again? Like a second time? You don't. You can't. I hate it. Like it's one of those things where it's a double-edged sword, right? Because you want to see what Lance has. You invested so much in him. But then Tom Brady's like, hey, how you doing? Oh, hey, Tom, come on. Come on, come lead this team. They're so close.
What if bringing in Tom Brady for a season guarantees that Trey Lance won't develop? Because then it'll have been his third season without playing. Because the last full season he played, and the only season he's played since high school, was in 2019 as a freshman, a redshirt freshman at North Dakota State. Then there was the COVID year where there was this one like weird showcase game that was sort of a, you know, kind of a real game, kind of not. Then he played two starts with the Niners, and that's it. And if you go through 2022 as well with him not being the starter, that'll be three full seasons for a young guy. And that's, I don't know, it's unheard of. It's already unheard of, the track that Trey Lance is on. Is it worth that risk? And if bringing in Tom Brady could bring you a Super Bowl, does it even matter? Would you trade those three first-round picks and not even worry about it, just knowing that you're going to have a Super Bowl with Tom Brady? Then whatever, we'll figure it out. If Trey Lance is not good, then who cares? We got our Super Bowl, and we're going to go get somebody else a quarterback. Croc, what do you think? Would you still take that? Would you make that deal with the devil?
The issue is, and what if you don't win the Super Bowl?
Right,
because that would be the goal. You would be the Super Bowl favorites. You'd be the Super Bowl favorites, hands down.
Yeah,
and if you don't win it, because that is the goal at that. And I'm not like a Super Bowl or bust type person, but if you make that move and put off Trey Lance's development for another year, it is 100% Super Bowl or bust. And if you don't win it, it just looks bad. And what kind of message does that send to the kid? Maybe nobody cares. Maybe they don't care what message it sends to him. But I think that's a difficult one.
I think you do it.
Yeah, you do it no matter what.
I think so. I think you have to. Like you said, the goal is to win a championship, right? And who gives you a better chance going into 2022 to win a championship, Trey Lance or Tom Brady? Like
Tom Brady.
I think you got to do it.
If that's really what's going on with Brady, I wouldn't be shocked. And I'd be surprised the 49ers didn't go for it. And I kind of feel like you kind of have to go for it. Although, man, it's tough because they went down this certain path. And if you weren't ready to go down this path with Trey Lance, then why did you go down the path with Trey Lance? And the one thing, the one glaring thing he needs more than anything else is reps. He needs first team reps. He needs to play. And he just, he needs it as much as any prospect we've seen. So, very interesting offseason ahead for the 49ers. What about this quarterback, Marcus Mariota, former number two overall pick out of the University of Oregon? Kind of flamed out in Tennessee. He's been the backup. We haven't seen much of him. He started one game for the Raiders last year. It looked pretty good until he threw a late interception in that game. I think he's a perfect fit for the 49ers, right? Athletic. He's a veteran, but still young. He can win a game for you if he's called upon. If, say, Trey Lance is not ready to go, if Trey Lance gets hurt, Marcus Mariota is a great backup, but he's also a veteran, and he's been around a little bit. Wink, what are your thoughts on Marcus Mariota being the ideal fit for the 49ers as that backup quarterback after they trade Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, like if you're game planning for a quarterback and it's Trey Lance, and then you can get an ideal guy to kind of be behind him, and you wouldn't have to change the game plan that much if he came in, like Marcus Mariota makes a whole lot of sense for that.
I think he's the ideal backup quarterback in this situation.
Mm-hmm. I'd be worried. I'd be worried he almost costs too much as a backup quarterback, because remember last offseason, there was rumors the Niners were going after Andy Dalton. And was that a plan where they were going to trade Jimmy, go with Andy Dalton? Remember that? That was a weird story, yes. Right? Because Andy plus Jimmy didn't make sense. Was there a plan to move on from Jimmy and Andy Dalton was going to be the bridge guy for their young quarterback? Ended up being the bridge guy for the Bears' young quarterback instead, but he signed for like $10 million. I don't think the 49ers can be spending $10 million, should be spending $10 because you're negating a lot of that value you're going to get back for letting go of Jimmy G, right? And according to Pro Football Focus, and by the way, this was a report by ESPN's Jeremy Fowler. He said that Marcus Mariota would give San Francisco flexibility with the new quarterback, either supporting Lance in a backup role or actually starting games if Lance needs a little bit more development time, but at a lesser cost to Jimmy Garoppolo, who's due $25.5 million. The 49ers are widely expected to move on from Garoppolo this offseason. Mariota would thrive off Coach Kyle Shanahan's designed runs while providing veteran experience. So I think you do it if it's
Mariota, you need a good backup, right? And I think he is a quarterback that you know you can win games with, as opposed, you don't want a Nate Sudfeld back there if you don't have to have that,
right?
Because let's say now I'm going down the Brian Peacock strict lane, but if there is something unfortunate that happens, all right?
You guys are making a lot of people mad.
I know, but you don't want that drop off like to be drastic when you have a good team.
Right. So, no, you're right.
Yeah, from that standpoint, I think you do. If you have this space to invest a little bit more in the backup, even if it's $7 million, $8 million, which is a lot. That's a lot. $7-8 million for a backup. But here you do it. I think you do it.
Here's the projected salaries for some backup quarterbacks in the NFL. And maybe Marcus Mariota can be a starter somewhere. Maybe he's somebody else's stopgap. So maybe it's not even the best situation for him. And maybe that'll drive up his price. And someone will say, I will give you 2 years of $10 million or whatever, because you're going to start for a year and then we're going to draft a guy. Then, you know, basically get the Jimmy G treatment. But Marcus Mariota is not going to become somebody's straight up starter, but I wouldn't be shocked if he was brought in somewhere like Carolina, because he's probably better than Sam Darnold. He is projected by Pro Football Focus to get a 1 year contract worth $8 million. Andy Dalton's projected to get a 1 year contract at $7.25 million. Mitch Trubisky is projected to get a contract at 2 years, $7 million per year. So $14 million total, but that's a 2 year instead of one year deal. Then the other guy that Croc and I talked about that makes a ton of sense, and Anthony Lynn, is Tyrod Taylor. He's projected to get a 1 year, $5 million contract. So out of all of those,
that's the one. And
Mariota's the best player, the highest upside player, the youngest player of that group. So I could see why he would get more. Mariota for $8 million or Tyrod Taylor for $5 million? Does that $3 million move the needle for you?
Is Mariota better than Tyrod Taylor, though?
Let's look at the numbers. I bet Tyrod Taylor has better numbers.
He's 5 years younger, 4 years younger, four and a half.
Well,
but you're not bringing him in for that reason, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just bringing him in for that stability if you need it, and for that mentorship. And if it's $3 million less, I think even if it's the same price, I would still probably take Tyrod Taylor over Mariota.
who has also played with Anthony Lynn.
Right.
Played under him with the Chargers, right? Buffalo. Yes. Buffalo.
And Los Angeles, but he didn't really play because of the injection
he
got, thing.
He got lung punctured in like week. Was that week one or week two?
Right before week one, wasn't it?
Was it week? I think it was week two. I think he did play the first week.
Yeah, I think
he played the first game. You know what? Matter of fact, then there's a theme there. Because I know I was with Anthony Lynn with the New York Jets. They went to Buffalo. They had Tyrod Taylor there, didn't they? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming he was there in Buffalo with Lynn. Once Lynn went to the Chargers, he was there with Lynn and the Chargers. And in the one game, or not one game, excuse me, he played eight games. He didn't really play that much 2019. He didn't really play that much both years, to be honest.
He's that safety net.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played in games, but didn't really have the attempts like that.
Right.
Some decent statistics, though. 3 years in Buffalo, where he started 14 games, 15 games, 14 games. Last year, started six games in Houston. Above 60% passer. Probably not going to give you a ton with the legs now, but he's been somebody who's been able to do that in the past. But, I mean, just solid veteran player that if the coaching staff believes in him and Anthony Lynn believes in him and he's a little bit cheaper and maybe he's more of a longer-term backup than someone like Mariota anyway. So, good fit there. I'd be okay with both of them, but both those names make a lot of sense. And Mariota, if he is available to the 49ers, I could totally see that. But you don't need to be paying $10 million for your backup quarterback.
And real quick, last year with the Houston Texans, 19 carries, 150 yards. Not bad. Three touchdowns in still six moved. Games.
Yeah.
The veteran leadership. That's what it's all about. It's
big.
That's what young Trey Lance needs. Yeah. And a player that can run the same offense, you don't have to completely change what you're doing if he's in the game. So both those quarterbacks fit for that reason as well. Cool. Next, let's get into the mailbag a little bit. People want to know about your barbecue sauce preferences, Croc, for some reason. I'll give you the actual best barbecue sauce, but we'll see what Croc's top five barbecue sauces are coming up and a ton of questions. There is a trade proposal here. We'll see what you guys feel about this one coming up. But first, I want to talk to the folks about Built Bar. Yes, Built Bar. Is it a part of your diet plan? If not, it should be. Here's what you do. You go into all your secret snack stashes in your desk, in your pantry, in your car, your glove box, your desk at work, your backpack, wherever it is. You take out all the junk food and you replace it with Built Bars that are high in protein that will keep you satisfied. Only 130 calories in most Built Bars, only 4 grams of sugar in most Built Bars, only 4 grams of net carbs, but somehow they are enveloped in delicious 100% real chocolate. And there's the new strawberry flavor, which is delicious. There's the new marshmallow puff flavors. Puffs are the first ever protein-infused marshmallow. They're fluffy, marshmallowy, not just a protein bar. They are a treat. And yes, those are covered in 100% real chocolate as well. Churro puffs, coconut marshmallow, banana cream pie. So good. And so good with all the other standard traditional flavors as well. Mint brownie. I love peanut butter. Croc likes the cookies and cream. You can find all the flavors and get a mixed box. If you don't know what flavor to get at Built.com, just go to Built.com, use promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your order. That is promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. All right, Croc, let's go to Twitter here. And the question is barbecue sauces. The listeners want to know, and I've seen you argue about it a little bit on Twitter, your top five commercially available barbecue sauces. This is a question from George, and this doesn't have to be, because every city, there's some big time barbecue areas of the world, right? And you're not going to know all the best barbecue sauces at all the little joints in Kansas City or all the little joints in Nashville or all the little joints in Carolina, right? So what is your favorite commercially available barbecue sauces? You can give us 5, you can give us 10, you can give us your top 3. What do you think?
Yeah, so I guess kind of 3-ish, right? At my home, we have Sweet Baby Ray's. And I think for a lot of people, that's the number one for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. We got the hickory smoke. We got the sweet. We got the honey. We got like 4 different flavor Sweet Baby Ray's in our home. But that is not my favorite. My favorite, without a doubt, is Wendy's. Wendy's has they have like a sweet and tangy one. It's so good. I mean, when first time I had it, that I just paid attention. I'm like, whoa, because I eat barbecue sauce on everything. All right. Now I can't recall every single place I've eaten barbecue sauce at, but every place. I don't eat ketchup. I don't eat mustard. I don't eat any mayonnaise. I don't eat any other condiments. If it's a burger, fries, hot dog, corn dog, you name it, it's barbecue sauce. I'm not putting anything else on it. So everywhere I go, every restaurant, everything, if I have any of those items, I'm putting barbecue sauce on it. But the one that really was like, made me like take notes was like, whoa, this is hella good. Wendy's. It's so good. That's been my favorite so far.
That is shocking. Wink, did you expect Wendy's to be Croc's number one barbecue sauce? Because I did not. And I
did not.
Remember eating Wendy's barbecue sauce.
I've never had Wendy's barbecue sauce. Now I'm going to go get some because I definitely want to try it. I mean, I get it because, I mean, if I had to pick one that's readily available everywhere, I know it's weak, but it's McDonald's, man. Like, I know I grew up on that, and it's so, like, I could probably stick my finger and eat it right now, like, just by itself. And it would just take me back to a time, you know, when life was simpler.
Listen, mm-hmm. listen, I'll go to McDonald's. I don't really eat their burgers and stuff, but I'll get some fries and I'll take the fries. I'll go to Wendy's and get their barbecue sauce. That's how much better it is than McDonald's.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
I've done it several times now.
Now, I'll give Wendy's, you an update next
from
week.
What I understand, they had another one that everybody raves about. They say it was great too. There are some people saying that the older one that they had was actually better than the newer one they have. But I love the sweet and tangy one. It's so good. So good.
I've talked about it on the show before, and a lot of people got mad that I liked the mustard sauces at McDonald's better than the barbecue sauces and all the other sauces, the spicy mustard and honey mustard. I thought they're both good. They're not barbecue sauces. So they don't count in this. What about, are you guys into the horsey sauce from Arby's?
Anything with horseradish in it, I'm out.
I love it. I say I like the horsey sauce too, but the tie-in, cause I like the Carolina style mustard style barbecue sauces. So my favorite number one barbecue sauce, and I don't know if you can get this throughout the entire country, cause I know it's a California company, but you can get it just about anywhere in California. It's the Kinder's Cali Gold barbecue sauce. And we had some votes in the replies here to the question. Stubbs barbecue sauce is also, there's a lot of good ones there. Yeah. Someone said the Kinder's hot barbecue sauce. I like the Cali Gold, which is similar to a Carolina Gold sauce that you can get to in a lot of places. And also a vote, and I haven't tasted it yet, so I can't comment on it, but I think I need to get some bottles of the DJ Jones barbecue sauce, right? The Big Dave barbecue sauce. DJ Jones' dad has a barbecue joint, and their barbecue sauce is really good, and are apparently really good. And they've got a couple of bottles what is it? It's called number 93, I believe it is. And it's got a picture of DJ Jones on it.
Let's look it up.
I'll get some. I'll order some tonight. I kid you not. Every restaurant I go to, it doesn't matter what, I'm getting barbecue sauce. 100%. But I need to start taking notes and start kind of really preparing comparing the different, the different barbecue flavors in my mind, or making a list of it and what I like about one. I've never done that. I just know I get it, and I know that Wendy's one really jumped out to me.
There you go. Big
currently
Dave's.
Unavailable.
Unavailable.
Amazon. No, it's on Amazon. Oh, you'll probably find it elsewhere.
Can you just break a story? Does that mean DJ Jones is not re-signing with the 49ers?
Unavailable.
New bottles with a new photo of him on another with another.
No, that means nobody else can touch him, is what it means. He is unavailable.
All right.
Carl's Jr.'s got some good barbecue sauce.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
I'm going to take ranch over barbecue sauce, though, any day.
I know you're a big ranch guy, Wink. And I know some listeners are going to get mad at me because I like the mustardy barbecue sauces. But, like, I apologize for having an adult palate and don't eat little kid barbecue sauce from fast food joints like these guys.
Oh, man. I'll dip my chicken nuggets in it, too. Wingless.
Oh, Lordy.
I mean, boneless.
How about this trade proposal, guys? This one is from... Where did it go? Now I lost it.
Real quick, I went to Big Dave's website. Unavailable on there too. So,
oh no,
maybe it's so good they're selling out, man. It's just too good.
Can you get on a wait list?
I'm gonna have to hit up DJ Jones. Like, listen, man, I'm a big barbecue sauce guy. I'll pay whatever for it. I need it.
Here we go. Here's so a couple of ideas from the listeners out there. Roster building this offseason. Dominic says, hear me out. Trade scenario. Jimmy G plus Javon Kinlaw to the Indianapolis Colts for DeForest Buckner and a fourth round pick. I don't even know if you need the fourth round pick involved there. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Bring him back DeForest Buckner to the 49ers and send Jimmy G, because there is some talk that maybe Jimmy G would be a target for the Indianapolis Colts. Send Javon Kinlaw, the original pick the Niners used from Indianapolis, and just undo that whole thing and bring DeForest Buckner back to the 49ers.
No, I'd keep Armstead in the three tech. I think he's playing very well there.
Mm.
Save a little bit of money and move on from Kinlaw. And I just maybe bring back DJ Jones and his barbecue sauce.
I mean, that Buckner contract is really large.
But the Buckner contract was front loaded. The Armstead contract was back loaded. And starting this year in 2022, Armstead's base salary is higher than DeForest Buckner's.
Now I'm intrigued.
But you can't pay both. That's too much money.
Yeah, you would almost have to send Armstead instead, because you can't take on a brand new, you know, whatever $19 million contract or whatever Buckner will be making per year. So
I think that kind of defeats the purpose of trying to get Kinlaw off the books with his bad knee.
Yeah, and I love the idea, but yeah, obviously that one's not happening. Jerry says, if the Niners are going to make a splash, I would rather see them go younger with J.C. Jackson at cornerback instead of Gilmore, who's already 32 years old. What do you think? J.C. Jackson or Stephon Gilmore? Croc. Both are free agents. You wouldn't have to give anything up in trade or anything like that.
J.C. Jackson will cost more, but he is younger. He is healthier. And the one thing that'll move me, because I've been a big guy on 49ers don't need a cornerback. But if you are going to get one that makes as much plays as J.C. Jackson. So, you know, I'd be all in if available. Now, will New England actually let him walk? They've done weird things like that before. They are they're known often to get rid of players a year too soon as opposed to a year too late. And they've been milking this whole thing with J.C. Jackson. They've done the whole franchise tag thing. Probably not going to do it again. We'll see if they come to a long-term contract. But it's almost a red flag if they actually let him walk, because typically they just don't.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good at doing that and letting players go a year too soon rather than a year too late. Is it a scheme-driven player? Because he's gotten a lot of hands and a lot of footballs. And I agree with you, Croc. You want, if you're going to sign a corner, he better be an impact guy and someone who's just clearly a straight-up starter. No doubt, you know, because you're going to be putting.
He is.
Yeah, and he would be. Let me see if this skews you. Going back to PFF and their projected salaries, the number one corner on the market, J.C. Jackson, they're projecting that he will get a four-year contract worth about $18 million per year. And Stephon Gilmore, who would be the number two corner on the market, would get a shorter deal because he is 31 and a half years old, going to be 32. A two-year contract worth $14 million a year. And I think, obviously, it's $4 million or less. $14 million instead of $18 million per year, which is important. But even more important is the length of the deal. A two-year contract for Stephon Gilmore versus a four-year deal for J.C. Jackson. A two-year contract for Stephon Gilmore would mean that he's probably coming off the books as guys like Nick Bosa are going to jump up and pay. And you could actually finesse that and make it work looking down the road in 2-3 years to have a huge contract for J.C. Jackson on the books with what Debo is going to be making, with what Bosa is going to be making with some of the other players you already have. That, to me, skews toward Stephon Gilmore, especially since we know Stephon Gilmore is good outside of the Patriots. We're not sure on J.C. Jackson with that yet. Wink?
Yeah, it's hard to argue that. You know, I'm always hesitant for long-term contracts, period, especially with cornerbacks, because you get these guys that are like, I'm good now, I got this quick step, and then they lose that step. You know, and then you're on the books for 2 more years with this guy. Whereas, you know, when it comes to Stephon Gilmore, you know what he's got, you know what you're getting. But that still seems like a lot of money for both guys.
And if it's a 2-year deal, you probably have it structured in a way that you get out after 1 year.
After one, yeah.
J.C. Jackson might take 2-3 years before you could even before cap wise, that would make sense if it's a big bust of a signing or something like that. I'm sure both players would be really good. And there's a reason J.C. Jackson will be the top corner on the market if he doesn't get franchise tagged. But yeah, I could see Stephon Gilmore. I could see it. I don't think it's super likely, but I think it's a possibility. Croc and I will be talking more about cornerbacks. I know he's been doing a lot of work behind the scenes, watching film of all the draft prospects and especially cornerbacks that we're going to get to later on this week. And we'll be doing it with every single position. Earlier this week, we did the wide receiver position. What is the offseason plan at wide receivers? So go back and listen to that pod. If you have not yet, we'll be doing corners coming up. We'll be hitting the offensive line. We'll be hitting the defensive line. All the positions that could concern the 49ers this offseason. Wink, thanks for joining us on another Winky Wednesday here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks, everybody, for making us your first listen. For your second listen, check out Croc doing the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast daily. I'm doing the Peacock and Williamson NFL show, covering the entire league daily right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, free and on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Croc and I back tomorrow right here. Locked On 49ers.
See you.